Hey, well, there's a whole lot of other stuff I want to talk to you about, American related, but Craig Moller's been good enough to join us. We are from Melbourne United, and you and I were clearly going to have a chat about United, but we've got the opportunity to have it with one of their players, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm up here in Sydney, you're down there in Melbourne. You just let Mel know, Corey, when you want to ask a question, and Mel will let me know. So we say g'day to Craig Moller, who joins on the show. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. And you come on at a really interesting time, not only for the season and, you know, the league, which is proving to be, you know, kind of wildly unpredictable at the moment, but you come on at a time just when your team is starting to just find it a bit tough at the moment. Three and seven, I think, you're something like that in your last kind of 10. Where are you at the moment, Craig? What's have you been able to put your finger on why you're just kind of hitting the stall button at the moment?
Yeah, obviously our starts haven't been great the last couple of games, giving up almost 20-point leads in both the last two times we've played, and that's a credit to us to come back from those kind of holes, but it's so hard to fight out of. So that's obviously one major issue that we're trying to resolve, but also we're just in the process of simplifying our playbook a little bit. As the season goes on, it kind of expands and get doing a few more tricky things with different teams. So we're just narrowing our focus into what we want to achieve.
That sounds like a really interesting thing to be doing, you know, at this stage of the season. Is that because you've kind of tried things out, you've worked, you know, and by this stage of the season, when you get to kind of the point where you've got 7 or 8 games to go as a group, you kind of know what works now, and that's what you're going to go with between now and the end of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the start of the season, you have your playbook, and as the season goes on, you develop it and grow it. And I think we've just been really fine-tuning it the last couple of weeks, and like I said, really just simplifying and locking into what works, as you said.
Has it been identified within the group? And we spoke to the coach, you know, Dean Vickerman, last week about this, and he kind of front-footed it and didn't shy away from it. But when you've got somebody as good as Casper Ware, you kind of have this, it's sort of like maybe even an unconscious or subconscious reliance on it. You get into these holes that you've talked about, and somewhere in the back of your mind you're thinking, it's okay, Casper will kind of get us out of this. Is there an element of that that has kind of started to take place amongst the group, even without you consciously thinking about it, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can happen a little bit, especially when you've got Chris on the court as well, and, you know, DJ's back from his car accident now. So we certainly have a team where we don't get into positions, we don't fear coming back from these big deficits, which might be part of the problem, and it's certainly something we're fixing with our training. We're trying to probably training a little bit less and at a higher intensity just to replicate games and playoff intensity a little bit more. But, yeah, certainly if we can have a bit less reliance and help Casper out a bit, I think it'll go a long way to helping us win.
What did Perth bring the other night? They've been on this slide. You know, we've spoken about a lot. I've spoken about a lot with Corey Homicide Williams, who's in the studio with us now. But what were you – we were sort of, you know, kind of waiting for them to, you know, sort of come with a greater intensity and turn it around and break this sort of stretch at some stage. Did they clearly brought it the other night. What was it about them that was just too great to break?
Yeah, we spoke before the game. We knew they were going to come out really strong and just about weathering that storm, and we didn't do a good enough job, obviously, in that first quarter, being down double figures pretty quickly. So that was the main thing, just their intensity to start. And like I said, we're trying to train at a higher intensity to replicate that game intensity. And in the end, it was just too much to come back from. Obviously, we're a pretty resilient group. We do pride ourselves on playing over 4 quarters. But, it was really just a very poor start.
So simplify the game plan, narrow the focus a little bit, spread the responsibility away from, you know, kind of your big front liners. Anything else that you maybe have identified yourself that you think, you know what, this is something else that we need to, as a group, just do a little bit better between now and, you know, kind of playoff time? Is there something that you feel like the group just needs to get a bit better at?
Rebounding is always a big key for us. It's something that we've slowly improved as the season has gone on, and we're trending in the right direction. But again, on the weekend, Perth come up with 15-0 boards, and that's just not acceptable. I think you look at the other end, we come up with, I think, 14 or 15 ourselves, which is fantastic, but that's always going to be a constant focus, is being physical and winning a rebound battle. And obviously Illawarra have got some big guys in Conklin and AJ tomorrow, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we go.
My question for you, Craig, is, you know, I was obviously calling the game in Perth, and the last play of the game parted like the Red Sea, and Casper missed that layup, which he would make 99.9 out of 100 times. After he missed the layup, what was the feeling getting on that plane? Was it more like he was just surprised and that he was that wide open and he missed it because no one contested it? Or, you know, what was the feedback with the group?
We didn't touch on it too much. I think we understand that that's a shot Castle would normally make, and we'll continue to back him in. I think I read what Dean said about it. We'll continue to back him in every time. You know, we drew up the play, we executed it perfectly, and we live with the result, really. I think the mood back on the plane, we a little disappointed, everyone was, because we know that's not our best basketball, and we still probably gave ourselves an opportunity to win the game, and we just really move on quickly to Illawarra.
Which is what you got to do. Mate, we appreciate you joining us. You're still right in the mix. It's a bit of a logjam just below you at the moment. We had Gazy on before admitting that, you know, just a couple of a little slump here and a little sort of lift in intensity there and a couple of good results or bad one can see things change pretty dramatically at the moment. Let's hope it heads in the right direction for you guys. We appreciate you joining us. Good luck for the run to the wire, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.